Welcome to the Fishers of Men, a missionary Baptist ministry featuring Brother Mike Bronner of Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. If you would like to contact Brother Mike Bronner, his mailing address is P.O. Box 1523, Petersburg, Alaska 99833, or you can reach him at KRSA at area code 907-772-3891. It's time now for the Fishers of Men on KRSA.
And I'm told I'll live for A. My soul will fly over Chile, Jordan, over Jordan. On wings of love, I'll fly away. Not a moment to lose. Take a moment and choose. God's lovely vine. From the moment you're saved,
how happy you'll be.
Take a moment and live eternally. Wherever I go, I'm glad to say, my soul will fly over Chile, Jordan, over Jordan. On wings of love, I'll fly away. Not a moment to lose.
Take a moment and choose.
God's love divine. From the moment you're saved,
how happy you'll be.
Take a moment and live eternally. Savior will come for me someday. My soul will fly over Chile, Jordan, over Jordan. On wings of love, I'll fly away. Not a moment to lose.
Take a moment and choose.
God's love divine.
From the moment you're saved,
how happy you'll be.
Take a moment and live eternally.
Take a moment and live eternally. For heaven is free. How happy you'll be when heaven you see.
Hello, this is Mike Bronner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. We're thankful to be able to be back to the radio station once again today and have what we consider another God-given opportunity that we might be able to come this way and try to bring a message from the Word of God. We do sincerely appreciate everyone who's tuned in, and thank you so much for your prayers. Appreciate those of you who let us know that you're tuned in and that you're listening to the broadcast, and appreciate the kind compliments that we have heard. Hope and pray that as we try to enter in and bring this word, bring the message from the Word of God, just hope and pray that the things that go out, that they'll be helpful and be such that when it's brought forth, that it'll help wherever that we're at, help us to draw closer to God. And if that's If that's accomplished, we'll know that it's because the good Lord has blessed the work. He's the one who that has led us this way. We're just trying to follow after him, and so we feel like we need to be careful to give him the thanks. So appreciate you tuning in, and just want to invite you to stay tuned and pray for us as we try to prepare and try to come this way. There is a website that's associated with this broadcast. The website is called fisherofmenbaptistic.com. It's Fisher of Men. That's one Fisher of Men Baptistic, and Baptistic is like Baptist, but it's got the IC on the end, baptistic.com. And that website has many resources there that you're more than welcome to go to. That's all provided free of charge. There are past sermons there that you can go to, and perhaps you've missed a broadcast. You're more than welcome to go back and listen to those there, and hope that you enjoy that, and hope that you get a lot of use out of not only the recorded material, the audio files, but then there's many written materials there as well, and hope that something provided there also will provide equally helpful. We had a song played, if you come on. I enjoy that good song. I like the way the song calls our attention to the need to immediately respond. Just take a moment. Take a moment and live eternally. And I remember when I was lost and I sought the Lord, I was in trouble because of my condition. I had not been saved. I was not a born-again person. And when that the Holy Spirit troubled my soul and let me know where I stood with God, I sought the Lord, and it was just in a moment of time that I did receive eternal life. And I like the way that song says, just take a moment and live eternally. Enjoy that and enjoy the good thoughts in it. Hope that everyone who's tuned in that you can relate to that experience. If you can't, I know that you could if you just seek the Lord with all your heart. It's a good song and good thoughts in the song. So I hope you've enjoyed it. We want to go to the Lord in prayer. And then after we pray, we have a thought on our heart we want to try to address. So if it's to where you can like to join with us, let us pray before we take up our thought today. Would join with us then. Holy and wise Heavenly Father, we're thankful for thus another opportunity that we might come this way. Thank you, Lord, for health, for means, for the very things you extend to us that we might be able to come forward and in some small way serve thee, our God, and we ask you to help us and direct us that the things said and done here truly be helpful to others. We ask you to forgive us our many shortcomings and sins and cleanse us, Lord, that it might be such that you could use. We pray, Father, again for the many sad and needy, the lonely, those who are afflicted, the oppressed. We pray for them that, Lord, that through the very extended hand of God, that comfort would be realized. We ask you to help us, that we would lean upon God, that Father, that as such, that you could direct us, that we could be neighbors indeed to all such. We pray, Father, mainly for the lost, that Father, there are a very attention to be drawn to their soul's condition, and the very need to have salvation, and that Father, that Christ might be lifted up unto them, that they turn unto him with all their heart and find this sweet taste of salvation. We pray, Father, also for those who have been born again, that there would be leadership granted. There'd be a union together in the church of God. We pray that you would bless the church and help her. That, Father, the work of God would be extended through the church. And, Father, that the great blessings thereof would be indeed realized by the children of God. We pray that you would help us, Father, not be entangled in this world, but rather, Lord, be such that are revived of God, standing ready to go forward to do the work you'd have to be done. Pray that you'd bless those who you've called to preach. Grant us, Lord, that we'd have those things to say and to share that truly would be beneficial. Help us, Lord, that we would have doors of utterance open before us where the Word of God would have free course and be effectual to all those who would hear. Bless again our country. We stand indeed in a needy time. And pray, God, that you would help us, that we would, as a country, have leadership that would be careful to do the things you'd have to do. Help us know how to support those in leadership positions as we are. Bless the work here. Help our home church, Father, that she would ever be blessed with the presence of God. Take and use now, forgiving us again our sins, those things we failed to ask, failed not to grant. For we do seek all favors and blessings in Christ's name. For his name's sake we do pray. Amen. As we prepared for this time, we find ourselves taking up a thought, just a continuation of the last time we tried to stand and bring a message. Previously, we've tried to address some thoughts off of what's called Articles of Faith. And the reason we're addressing these points, these series of thoughts, is because we feel like that there is a great need to just consider some basics, some basic Bible principles. And in considering these basic Bible principles, we're taking up some thoughts along the line of what is the Bible, who is God, what's his nature. We've considered the fall of man. I've also considered points relating to salvation and how salvation is free to all. We've also considered a thought of justification. As you study the scriptures, you come across such expressions, such teachings of subjects such as justification. One we're looking at now is regeneration and grace in regeneration, of faith and repentance, sanctification, just to name a few. And I think that it is important that there is a basic understanding of these different Bible principles. And in the Articles of Faith, you don't have a deep theological study when that you consider Articles of Faith. They're just general basic principles. And these general basic principles are oftentimes we're not aware of them. So it seems like perhaps this is why that these have been on our heart to such a degree. So we felt like that there was a need to try to address these. And as long as we continue to feel that way, and the Lord seems to continue to lead that way, we feel like it would be beneficial and helpful that we do consider these thoughts. So we've been considering articles thus far, and tonight I'm taking up a second time. I've tried to address the thought on grace in regeneration. What was previously discussed was that in grace and regeneration, or relating to this subject, is that we believe that in order to be saved, sinners must be regenerated or born again. And in addition to that, we also believe that regeneration consists in giving a holy disposition to the mind. And furthermore, that it is affected in a manner above our comprehension by the power of the Holy Spirit in connection with divine truth. We'd like to take up some scripture tonight which teach these basic principles about regeneration. And we'd just like to consider some more points which relate to the expression which we stated here, that regeneration consists in giving a holy disposition to the mind. And this is when we're talking about the results of salvation, something that happens when a person is regenerated or born again. We'd like to read a verse of Scripture, which we find in 2 Corinthians and in chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning in verse 16, we find the Scripture to teach us, "Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation." Here we find the scriptures, as we've read from verse 16 through verse 18 of the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Here we find the scriptures to speak of a change, something that has occurred in the process of reconciliation. Reconciliation is a state of where that two parties who were separated or separate from each other, they have been joined together. Reconciliation. So when a person is reconciled unto God, there is a change that occurs. The Scripture puts it this way, as we've read, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away." There's been a change. "Behold, all things have become new." There is a change. And then this change occurs in regeneration. God, in speaking to Israel of old as recorded in the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy is one of the five books that Moses wrote. And in this last book, being the fifth book, here in the 30th chapter in verse 6, Moses is describing to the children of Israel the relationship they'd have with God when they come to God and yield themselves unto Him. It says, "The Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul that thou mayest live." In this circumcision, this work of the Spirit of God inside men and women, there's a process which causes things to change. The heart being impacted by the work of the Holy Spirit down inside, here Moses is telling the people that this would result in them loving the Lord thy God with all their heart and with all their soul. That'd be a change that'd be impacted. It gives a holy disposition to the mind. One other point, we find that this not only has an impact on our attitude toward God, but also in our feelings toward fellow Christians. Over in the 14th verse of the third chapter of 1 John, 1 John chapter 3, verse 14, the scripture says, "We know we've passed from death unto life because we love the brethren." A person who's not been saved and needs to be regenerated, they're lost. The Lord describes this lost condition as being spiritually dead. I find the scriptures to teach us over in such places as Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. This is the Apostle Paul doing the writing here, but no doubt under the inspiration of God, speaking to those Christians at Ephesus in the Ephesian letter, says, "And you hath he quickened, who once were dead in trespasses and in sins." To be quickened is to be made alive. And that's because, as he said there, "you hath he quickened who were dead." Now, this verse of scripture we read said, "We know we've passed from death unto life." We who were unregenerated, who were in need of regeneration, who were not born again, but were lost, who were dead spiritually, down within. It says, "We've passed from death unto life because we love the brethren." We know this has occurred. Our attitude, our disposition has changed. And the result, and this change, is the result of regeneration. So, this point about the nature of regeneration, of grace in regeneration, then, we feel has been then covered with these points of Scripture. But another point relating to grace in regeneration is that it is affected in a manner above our comprehension by the power of the Holy Spirit and divine in connection with divine truth. In other words, there's a connection, a relationship between the truth and the Holy Spirit as this power of the Holy Spirit works in a way and in a manner that's really above our comprehension. There's been songs sang, song after song's been sang about when saved, that I can tell you the time and I can tell you the place, but I can't tell you how. I don't know how it happened. And I can relate to this. I can relate to when I was saved. There was just a space of time right there. I just can't tell you exactly what it was that happened. But I know this, that God took care of it, and He saved my soul. I was one way, and I became another way. And the in-between, the change that took place there, was in just something I just can't hardly describe. Here we find this portion of this article. This article on regeneration to address that. And there are many scriptures which address this. We just might relate to a couple of them. Out of John chapter 3, this is where that the occasion where Nicodemus, he has come to the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is at a night. And he's inquiring of the Lord, and the Lord tells him he must be born again. And when speaking of being born again, the Lord says this in verse 8. He says, "The wind blows. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Just like the wind, we feel the results of it. We know it's there. We feel its presence, but we can't tell where it's coming from nor where it's going. But we can feel the experience. We know it's there. We can see the effect of it. We can feel the effect of it. But we don't know. We can't see it with our eyes. So it is with the new birth. It occurs just in a way that's just beyond our comprehension. Think about over in the first chapter of this same book, in the first chapter, verse 13, speaking of being born again. As many as received him, speaking of Christ, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And here's verse 13, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So this was not something that was of man, nor of the will of man, nor the ability of man, but being born of God. It's a fantastic work, an absolute amazing work, supernaturally wrought upon man outside of nature by the grace of God. And I'm thankful today that though I can't put it all into words and just describe it just exactly to get across what occurred, I know what happened, and I know the peace that was the result of it. I think again about another verse of Scripture, which we might just touch on while we're on this subject, and that's out of the book of James, and down in James and in chapter 1, and about verse 16. James chapter 1, verse 16, the Scripture's here relating to this very same idea, this very same thought, where the Scripture says this. It says, "Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures." What was it that the Holy Spirit worked in conjunction with? The Scripture here says, "Of the will of God he begat us with the word of truth." Through the Word associated with the Holy Spirit working down within men and women. And that power that accompanies the Word of God as the Holy Spirit brings that Word home. It's a very, very impact. It's a very effectual work in the grace which is in regeneration. We think about another part about grace in regeneration. Another point that's brought to our attention is that when regenerated, that it secures our voluntary obedience unto the gospel. I want you to know that when born of the Spirit of God, that there is a desire accompanying that to yield ourselves to God, to obey. I think about how the Scriptures tells us that this obedience is a voluntary obedience, something which that every man, boy, girl ought to want to do. And I think about the Scriptures which relate to us such things as obeying the commandments of God. A lot of times God's been represented, and sometimes maybe many of the listeners tonight are thinking how God, to obey God, it would be such a hardship. It would be something that would be taxing, unpleasant. But I want you to know, those who have lived close to God with the very blessings of God, they have realized otherwise. Just because perhaps someone's told you things are going to have to be a certain way, or maybe demonstrated things are supposed to be a certain way, I want you to know this, that God is not always correctly represented. Here's what the Bible says. 1 John chapter 5, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments." And notice this, "and his commandments are not grievous." His commandments, my friend, are not grievous. It's not something that is an extra effort to have to do. It's something that's God, I'll tell you, he makes it with the blessing. He goes with you when you follow him to where that it's not grievous. I think about another verse of Scripture speaking about the yoke that we take upon ourselves when we unite ourselves to Christ. Having been born again, the Lord says this, "Come unto me, All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Now for someone to claim that serving the Lord is hard and difficult, that it's a taxing, burdensome thing to have to serve God, why, the Scripture says that keeping the Lord's commandments are not grievous, that His yoke is easy and His burden's light. But to say that it's a hardship is to say, why, it's grievous, that yoke is heavy, that His burden is taxing. But the Lord said, not so. The grace in regeneration brings about a change in our disposition, a change in our willingness to yield and obey to God. I tell you, it just seems like the most natural thing to do. It seems like the very least that we can do, how much that Christ has loved us and how much He's given. And I can tell you from personal experience, the great mercy which He shows daily toward just someone as simple as I am, why He deserves that, just that simple yielding and willingness to try to do what He'd have for us to do. He's there to do it with us, to go with us, and to make it truly a yoke that's easy and a burden that's light, and not grievous to do those things He'd have for us to do. Yes, you don't always do things which people say are fun and exciting and such as that, but I'm just like the old preacher said, I get to do everything that I want to. And when God saved my soul, He changed my want to. That's what we need to do, is have our want to's aligned with God. And in salvation, you get your want to change. It's been our message. Thankful today to have the opportunity to come this way. Appreciate you tuning in. Hope and pray that God would richly bless you through the message. If so, be careful to thank Him for that. Again, this is Mike Bronner from Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church, praying God would richly bless you and yours.
You have been listening to The Fishers of Men, a missionary Baptist ministry featuring Brother Mike Bronner of Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. And you can contact Brother Bronner at area code 907-772-3891, or you can reach him by mail at P.O. Box 1523, Petersburg, Alaska, 99833. Thank you for listening to The Fishers of Men on KRSA.